With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The New York Times is suing the Pentagon over new media rules. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a federal lawsuit, the newspaper is attempting to overturn media restrictions put in place by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The rules require journalists to refrain from reporting information that has not been authorized for release. Most members of the mainstream media refused to sign the pledge and lost their Pentagon credentials. The New York Times argues that the rules violate constitutional freedom of speech and due process provisions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is hailing a new peace agreement between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. At a ceremonial signing, President Trump says with the peace deal, the U.S. is ready to invest in Congo and Rwanda's rare earths industry.
Today, the United States is also signing our own bilateral agreements with the Congo and Rwanda that will unlock new opportunities for the United States to access critical minerals and provide economic benefits for everybody. And we'll be involved with sending some of our biggest and greatest companies over to the two countries.
The Central African nation of Congo has been battered by a decades-long conflict with more than 100 armed groups. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is proposing a state program to give every baby born in Texas $1,000 invested in the stock market. He's modeling it off a federal plan included in President Trump's tax and spending legislation. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 32 points. The Nasdaq, however, rose 51. The S&P advanced 7 points. This is SRN News. College students are not big fans of free speech.
According to a new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, over 90% of young people attending America's colleges and universities believe that, quote, words can be violence. This comes in the wake of the assassination of conservative Christian commentator Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University this year. Foundation spokesman Sean Stevens warns that, quote, when people start thinking that words can be violence, violence becomes an acceptable response to words. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court seems likely to side with a faith-based pregnancy center challenging an investigation into whether it misled people to discourage abortions. Pro-life pregnancy centers have been on the rise since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The justices are considering whether a facility in New Jersey can sue the attorney general in federal court over a subpoena for donor information. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Another decline in mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.19%. This is the second straight drop after three straight increases. The average rate is now at its lowest level since the last week of October and near its low point for the year. When mortgage rates decline, they give homebuyers more purchasing power. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Vega.
U.S. applications for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in more than 3 years last week. They fell to 191,000. That was down from 218,000 the previous week. New AI tools have launched just in time for the holiday season. Amazon's Rufus chatbot and Walmart's Sparky are among the latest offerings. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.